You hear that?
Yeah, it's quiet. I hear nothing.
It's the sound of nothingness.
Exactly.
You walk out in a neighborhood. We live near two pretty busy streets, highways on Long Island.
Yeah. Even then, we don't hear them, you know?
There's only one thing you hear in this neighborhood.
What?
Only one thing.
What? The birds?
And that's not Teddy. That's you snoring.
Okay, that's nice.
Hold on.
That's not that loud.
It's obnoxious at 2 in the morning.
Not that loud.
That's like thunder. Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
You know what? I actually definitely feel bad because I think it was like 2 in the morning. I have a, what is it called, deviated septum?
Yes.
So I
For all that
have...
coke you did in the 80s, right, Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
All the drugs
all
you
that,
did.
All that Diet Coke, yeah. But I do have a deviated septum, so it does, I breathe through my nose, so I do snore a lot. I admit that.
Yeah.
But what helps me, though, is I put Vicks in my nose, and Jeff, didn't it stop right away?
Oh, yes, it stops immediately.
What else do you do that it makes it stop?
You'll
stay quiet?
I say shh, or I'll say I'll just make any noise, and you're like, and it stops you right away.
You said I was snoring last night. We walked in the room, but then it stopped when you walked in the room, right?
It stopped, yeah.
It was probably like I'm being mentally conscious while I'm asleep. That okay? I don't want to disturb my.
You know
husband.
How I got it to stop?
How?
I played this.
What is that? Circus music?
Yeah, play circus music. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No, it just stopped because I said something to you.
Yeah.
And it kind of stopped, you know?
Hey, you mentioned Jeff, so we're watching. Yeah. I'm watching a lot of Netflix, guys, besides cleaning the house. But how much can you clean the house? I mean, we have a lot to go.
Oh,
still.
This house you can clean for another month.
Yeah, but we're not going to do it like every 2 seconds.
I want it to go away, but a part of me wants, part of me wants to be able to clean the house still, so
we gotta
make better use of our time.
We still have 2 more weeks to go, I think, right?
You deal with a 2.5-year-old who wants attention for 18 hours a day.
Well,
a lot of hours.
Yeah,
he commands a lot of attention. There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, right?
He commands a lot of attention. I think everyone's like that, you know? What's his name? Not Justin Bieber, Jeff. Oh my God!
What's that noise?
NSYNC from NSYNC. Remember
Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake with his wife. Okay, they're like they're around. I forgot how old their child is.
Right.
But he said it's not possibly human to be around a toddler all day.
They're running with Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm having fun being with him. I got to tell you.
Oh, I know.
Who's the cool looking chick?
Who's the cool looking chick?
Jeff has been on it showing me these. What is it? 1970s.
I've been showing her Mannix, which is a detective series from when I was a kid. It runs on MeTV at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right? I would have it on at work, you know, while I'm doing traffic reports. It would be on in the background. I wouldn't sit there and watch it religiously, but you know, it was on.
Yeah.
And I've been showing Carolina Mannix is. Mike Connors was the actor. He just died at like 90.
Wow,
but,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
but not from
the virus, right?
No, he was 90 something. But so if you ever get it, if you wanted to check out a really good, not really dated, the language is dated, but it's got a lot of action.
Uh-huh.
They say groovy.
Oh yeah, who's the? And what was
and
that?
They call the cops fuzz. But other than that, you wouldn't know it's the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, you would.
It's got Mike Brady. It's got the Brady Bunch father in it.
Believe me, you would.
He was playing a detective in this show when he was starting the Brady Bunch.
So
if you're bored, you don't want to pay for, you know, if you don't pay for Netflix and want to find something that's on regular cable, it's on MeTV, whatever.
There's a lot of fun TV going on.
But God.
I'm watching a lot of Netflix, so I'm trying to get...
You're still watching Little House on the Prairie. Stop.
Well,
I go to the room, there's Little House on the Prairie on.
Can I tell you why, Jeff? Because I cannot hear news about the virus every 2 seconds.
But you do want to get updated. You do want to know what's going on, right?
Yeah, I'll see the updates on my phone, but as far as me listening, like for 24/7,
it's
like
hard,
what's going
right?
on, yeah, how many deaths were today.
I know.
It just makes me really depressed. Hey, listen, so in a couple of seconds, we're going to have my friend. She's an emergency room doctor in Westchester. Tanya Castro.
Former advertiser on the podcast.
Yes, maybe she'll advertise again. Who knows?
Maybe.
She's also the owner of High Brown Beauty, okay? Let's see if she'll talk about that too, right?
Yeah.
We want to get her on and see, since she is an emergency room doctor, and Jeff, it did hit pretty hard in Westchester County too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's hit everywhere, but especially, they're saying the curve is flattening a little bit, but Long Island is still...
There are also a lot of myths, okay? I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
They're saying that, let's just say you order from Amazon, should you clean all those products down? Also, when you if you go out, like you go out, you usually do our food shopping for us.
Right.
Should you come home and take your clothes off outside in the back and then switch into new clothes and leave the sneakers out there? I mean, people are doing that because they think you should. I mean,
you know, who
are
knows?
Those myths? I mean, I don't know.
Do you do that for other diseases and other stuff that you're exposed to every day? No, but this thing kills.
This is different. This is different.
I just said, I'm just saying, this thing's killing a lot of people.
This is different. But, so, we're going to get her on in a couple seconds. You have her phone number, right?
Yes, I do.
She's actually ready if you want to get her on now.
Want me to call her?
Why don't we get her on now?
I'll call her right now.
So there are a lot of questions.
And then we'll get another informed opinion by calling Rabin. Let me get the real.
Yeah. He's our other coronavirus deal. Expert. We'll get Webina.
Oh my God! Why are you making fun of him?
Excuse me. No, because Webina makes me laugh. We need some laughter too. I mean, you know, in the
podcast.
Well,
that's why we're getting a doctor. Yes. We talk about dead people now.
Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
Oh, okay. She gets the Verizon.
Ah, let's hello.
See. Okay. Oh,
Tani Castro, Doctor Tani Castro.
Hey, hi, Carolina. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast live right now. How are you doing, doctor?
How are you?
We're doing great.
How are you?
Good. We're okay. We're pretty much isolated here, you know, staying inside. Unless I shot for my mother, my 89-year-old mother, a couple times.
Oh, wow.
But I wore a mask and I wore gloves, and I guess you're the doctor. Does that protect me when I'm out? The glove and mask, does it do something?
So... essentially, when you're in, you know, you're going into an indoor place, either a grocery store or any shopping that you need to do, we are recommending that people wear something to cover their nose and mouth, because this is actually, you know, passed on by droplet, right? So if you're talking or you're speaking, any of these droplets that are landing on surfaces, or if you're talking to somebody, it's carrying the virus in that. So the mask does protect you, and gloves as well. Because right now, basically, what we're finding out is that it does live on surfaces for a couple of days. It's unknown yet how long. I mean, this is all, you know, a very new virus for us.
Right.
But, you know, if it does follow the same kind of principle that other viruses, like a common cold, it can live on a surface for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
So gloves protect you.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I've been to a lot of concerts, okay? And when the spotlight is on the singer, okay? And I watch videos of concerts. I notice when people sing and speak, you don't notice it all the time, but we really do emit a lot of spray out of our mouths when we talk.
Yeah, we do.
So those droplets are flying through the air, and in the grocery store, like, there's a chance that I could walk by someone who just walked by me and breathe that in through the air too, right? Or is that not so?
No, that is correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
So that's why we're making these recommendations for the protection, the gloves and mask, as these droplets do travel, and that's where the whole 6 feet away rule came into effect as well, because it won't reach you at 6 feet.
Well, they
think that the droplet travels that long.
You know,
it travels that far. So, like you said in the concert, when you see people talking or singing, yes, there's all these little particles of spit coming out.
Oh yeah.
So wherever they land, they live for, you know, supposedly 2-3 days, unless you're Cloroxing that area.
That's a long time, isn't it, for a virus to live on something, right? That long, isn't it?
Right. I mean, that's, you know, like the common cold. That's why people sometimes, you know, they're like, I don't even know what I did. I just went wherever. But they touched the doorknob, or they touched, I don't know, the shopping carts, the handlebars,
So
it can sit there for, you know, 2-3 days if it's not clean. And that's how people get sick.
Dr. Castro, so there are so many myths out there about what you should do, what you shouldn't do. I was seeing that a lot of people are saying, so when you go to a supermarket, for example, of course, the mask and the gloves, and also, you know, take the cleaners to wipe down the carts. But they're also saying that when you come home, you shouldn't come home into the house with the clothes you were wearing. You should take them off immediately, sneakers, and shower, and put new clothes on. I mean, is that too much, or is that just being extra cautious, or what?
I mean, I think that's kind of going, you know, above and beyond and being extra cautious. I mean, I think if you live with an elderly person, like you mentioned before, your 89-year-old mother, or if you live with somebody who has cancer or is very immunocompromised, then taking that extra step is probably a good idea. But if you are young and healthy, I mean, I would say, you can change your t-shirt, make sure you come in, you leave your gloves, your mask, wash your hands. But at the grocery store, it's very unlikely that you're going to be running into a bunch of, you know, people coughing and you're walking through these clouds of particles and
right.
cough.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are walking around with masks as well.
Yeah.
So we, when we go out shopping, my husband or I, yes, we wear the mask, we wear the gloves. I usually leave my shoes outside. I don't necessarily go and change right away. But I do, you know, do the whole hygiene thing, wash my hands, make sure my kids' hands are washed, all that stuff.
Do you wash your hands though? They said to a birthday song, that's how long you wash
seconds,
it
20
for?
Seconds.
Is that true?
Honestly, I do. I wash my hands for I do. Not I don't sing any songs, but I do wash my hands for a long time, and I do. I have Purell in my car. I have Purell in my purse. You know, I do take care of. You know, just make sure my hands are clean at all times. Yeah. So I mean that helps. I mean that's it's proven to show that it kills this virus.
Yeah.
So.
Dr. Castro, so you're an emergency room doctor in Westchester. How are you doing? I mean, when you go there, I'm sure you're covered up. I mean, but are the nerves like high right now for you or the stress level?
Yeah, I mean, it is very, very stressful. So I am a board certified ER physician. I work for Columbia, for one of the satellite hospitals of Columbia. And basically, yes, everybody's stressed out. You know, I think a lot of the doctors and nurses, the ICU doctors in particular, too. I mean, we're seeing the people that come in through the ER coughing and sick. Some come in, you know, crashing, some come in stable, and then they crash on the, you know, crash. What I mean, it's like they lose their airway or can't breathe on the floors.
Oh, wow.
And that's when they unfortunately get intubated and they get put on a ventilator and they end up in the ICU.
Oh, wow.
So the ICU has been, our RCU has been very full. I think it's honestly happening everywhere. Any colleague that I've spoken to, they're all experiencing the same thing. You know, it's stressed out. And then you have the fear of bringing it home, you know, getting
exactly.
sick.
Exactly.
And there's been perfectly healthy. There's been people who have nothing wrong previously getting sick from this thing. Like, you don't have to have a compromised immune system, do you?
That's the thing. You don't. I think that's the scary part for everybody, that, you know, you don't know who's going to get really sick, right? So most young, healthy people can get this virus that presents like a flu, and you may have like a cough, a runny nose. We've seen patients that have come in with GI symptoms, just like nausea and diarrhea, and turns out they have it. So it can present sort of atypical. Okay. That's why it was so important to quarantine people, because you don't know who's sick. And then, you know, the young people may do fine. They may feel lousy a week, 2 weeks, and then kind of bounce back. But the elderly people, or
they can't bounce back,
the people, they can't handle it, or right. people who are immunocompromised. So the more comorbidities you have, meaning are you a diabetic, they tend to not do so well with this virus. People who are very, very overweight tend to not do well with this virus, or people with pulmonary problems like, you know, smoke or COPD.
Oh.
The young people who are vaping, right, they have had issues with this virus as well, because vaping is causing lung injury. So they're not handling this virus as well. So I've been trying to let, you know, sort of the young people know, you know, don't vape.
Of course. Of course not. So, doctor, my mother is in her 70s, okay? And knock on wood, ella está bien, thank God. She swears she's healthy, because she lathers in Vicks Vapor Rub every night. And she has her, like, 3 glasses of wine every night.
Oh, no.
The Vicks cures it all. Oh my gosh!
That's what she said. She goes,
"Why did you even go to medical school? You just could have opened up a Vicks stand, you know?
Lather it up, right?
So she swears by that. So she tells me every night, you know, put the baby Vicks, you know. So anyway, but we just wanted to get you on just to clear. Babe, you've also heard of a lot of myths that are not true. Can you talk about some of them that you've heard that maybe not be true?
I mean, I've seen people on, you know, social media saying, like, you know, hot air in your nose, blow dryer, taking sips of, you know, alcohol, putting a certain alcohol with swabs up your nose, like all sorts of these weird home remedies.
I saw someone was doing that with the alcohol swabs in the nose.
I've
somebody
seen
famous,
that,
someone famous. I forgot who that was.
So, Yeah, so the virus does enter through, well, it's believed that it's entering through your mucous membranes, right? Your nose, your mouth, your eyes.
Your eyes. So they say wear sunglasses, too.
Don't touch your eyes,
right? Or goggles, right, goggles. Like when we go to work in the hospital, we wear, you know, goggles to cover our eyes, the mask, and, you know, the gowns, all that stuff. Yeah, it's anything where there's a mucous membrane, right? Your nose, your mouth, your eyes. You know, a lot of these made up sort of myths, you can see them. They're not going to work. The main thing really is like protecting yourself with the mask, like we mentioned,
right.
The hand washing. If you're going to be out and about, wear the gloves and get rid of them. And then, you know, like I said, just be aware of where you go. Do the minimal going out as best you can. Go to the grocery store, stay focused, grab the things, come back.
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really the best way to stay safe for now until hopefully, you know, I mean, I think in the upswing, we're hitting a peak in the next couple of days. I think from what I've been hearing from my colleagues and just following, you know, what's happening with the CDC, they're saying the next couple of days is going to be the peak of the most deaths is going to be the most deaths in the next couple of days.
Right.
And then I'm hoping that we kind of start to go down.
Yeah.
Somebody said this thing can live on money. I saw that online. Can it live on money?
I've been cleaning my money. Yeah. I've been cleaning it. Yeah.
So typically what we found out through, I think it was a New England Journal of Medicine that they, because we were, you know, when we were having these hardships with the PPE, the personal protection equipment that we were so short and we continue to be short, we were finding ways to store our masks and so that the virus couldn't live with them if we had to reuse them. So we were told that on cardboard or paper, it only lives 24 hours.
Okay.
So money, if you have money and you put it aside, right, it's paper, the virus would only live there for 24 hours. So after 24 hours is in theory dead. On plastic, unfortunately, it's 3 days.
Really?
So yes.
Yeah, it's funny. When I went to the supermarket the other day for my mom and I picked up some stuff for me, I was careful. Like I occasionally did pick up an item and said, I don't need this. And I put it back, but I had gloves on and I kept thinking maybe other people handled the same item. So that can pass it that way.
That's why when I come back home, I clean everything down. Our neighbor does it too. I've seen her when she comes home. She cleans
me down too, as a matter of fact. You know, just for the fun of it.
Dr. Pasha, when do you see, like you said, we're entering a peak right now, but do you see maybe another month of this, or, you know, or is that not realistic?
You know, honestly, I guess the way, you know, us in the USA, we're doing it, we're just kind of following the patterns of what happened, you know, in China and in Italy, you know. So in China, people started getting sick in December, and we're now in April, right? So it's been almost 5 months, and I think they just removed the ban.
Right.
Stores are opening, so
it's been 5 months. So if we're kind of following that pattern, right, if we know that we're going to flatten the curve and things are going to start to kind of die down, if we follow that same pattern, we're looking at 5 months. We're looking at end of June, July.
But those countries like China and Italy, I mean, I think they waited longer than we did for the lockdown, for people to stay home and be, you know, socially distancing themselves. I think we've handled it differently. We did it a little sooner, right?
I think we did. I mean, I think the government definitely responded sooner. And I do think our numbers look the way they look too, because we have more testing. And, you know, I mean, there's definitely things that are different. But I think until, you know, things start to feel like they're going back to normal, it's probably not going to be until like June. And honestly, if you're looking at restaurants or public places like this to open up again, it's probably going to be closer to the summer, I think. I think certain things may reopen, you know, maybe, you know, like, you know, some hair places, some spas where people can continue to wear masks. But I think, you know, like restaurants and places where people can congregate, it's going to take a little bit of time.
Oh,
but
I agree. I totally agree with you. Dr. Castro, thank you so much for coming on. Please, please stay safe. Are you on Instagram? Can people actually reach out to you if you're available for any questions?
Yes, of course. Yes, anytime. I actually my account is Doc Tanya C78, and I am on Instagram. Feel free to, you know, contact me anytime, and I'm available. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, and please stay safe, stay sound. You know,
you
and
too, guys.
Big hugs to you and your family, your gorgeous kids too.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks
bye, guys.
Take care.
Stay safe. Take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, that's our friend, Dr. Tanya
Castro. Highbrow and beauty, I guess, will be back soon. Yes. I was going to mention it, but I didn't.
I love her, man. She's an amazing doctor, man. Yeah. So every time, Jeff, you know what's funny?
She made sense, too.
She does. I feel a little bit better, but also, you know, wow, you know. Really? Answer a lot of people's questions because there's so many myths out there. You know, now let's go to another expert, Jeff.
You know, I'm looking at the junk I have in front of me here. You think south of the border is open or are they closed, too?
I don't know.
I wonder.
You mean where Pedro is?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think that'd be closed.
Closed, right?
Walt Disney's closed.
Yeah, you're right. So Pedro's closed.
You know,
I have so much junk in front of me here. People sell their studio. I have all this stuff from when I was growing up, you know, Pedro.
I said that there was a wedding. I forgot where it was, where they had a kid. They had all the guests canceled, Jeff, but they did have the ceremony. And the bride and groom were socially distanced apart, 6 feet. And all the guests they had cardboard faces of all the guests. I think it was pretty funny.
How do you do it on your wedding night? You know?
I guess you got to wait, right?
Well, we didn't do it on our wedding night, so it's just the same thing.
No, we didn't. We do it into our... I think he's not going to answer. He's probably busy.
He's probably tired. He's probably sleeping.
He's got a long day.
All right, we'll try.
All right, no problem.
You have reached. Should we give one more ring?
Hello?
Please leave your...
Okay.
Jeff,
so I would think that if you're getting married and you haven't really been with your spouse, like, you know, living with them, I think that you're going to have to wait for those to, you know...
Really?
To, you know, do it on the wedding night, you know?
There is no wedding night.
And you're right. So Jeff and I don't know if you guys know the story, but Jeff and I did not have sex on our wedding night. You know why?
Okay.
Because Jeff's best friend and his then girlfriend had nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
All our guests were staying at the hotel where we had our honeymoon suite. Jeff's friend didn't. So what happened?
They stayed in our room. Yes, they did. Hold on. Yeah. Let me see if Pedro's there. I'm just curious. Pedro's there. There's no reservation.
No, of course not. You got the number?
Of course I have. South of the border in Dillon, South Carolina.
Calling South of the border. Your call is very important to us. Oh. Please listen carefully. For reservations, dial 1000 from your touch-tone phone.
Really?
Now.
No.
I really
hear
doubt.
A brief silence and a click while your call is transferred.
I really, really doubt. I really doubt.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Let's see. Clicking noise, you said? I'm just curious. I figured, you know. We can't be all coronavirus all the time, can we?
South of the border.
Hey, I'm just checking. Are you guys open during the virus thing or no?
We are.
You are open, huh?
Yes.
You're an essential
Except
business.
Except the shops are closed.
Oh, the shops are closed. But the motel's open, right? The motel
and the campground is open, yes.
Oh, wow.
And the restaurants?
Closed, I guess.
Hello? The restaurants are closed as well?
No, the restaurants are open, but it's like the rest of them, you know, you have to go in, take out.
Oh, okay.
So I can't buy fireworks right now. That's not available, huh?
No.
Pedro's, all right. Oh, well.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Stay safe, okay? Thank you for answering
our questions. Checking in from New York, okay? Stay safe.
Oh,
there you go. She hung up.
I think she realized that she was being she's on a show.
No, she didn't know.
Yes, she did.
She didn't know.
Jeff, you know what? The other
day, wait, to tell her it's a podcast calling.
But you know, a lot of people.
We're open. Come on, get the virus. Come on down.
I'm surprised that hotels are open. I'm very surprised.
Hello, why don't you come stay with Pedro?
I'm very surprised that hotels are open. I'm very surprised, Jeff. You know what a lot of quarantined New York City residents are doing?
Doing it.
No. Well, besides that, you know what else they're doing?
What, Carolina?
A lot of them are adopting bunnies because Easter's around the corner.
Bad idea. Because they turn into rabbits, everybody, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They, you know, I've always
been curious. I would like to adopt a rabbit someday.
No.
I don't know. I'm just always curious, you know that?
They turn into big bunnies, and then people don't think they're as cute. And you know what happens every year? People release them thinking that they're rabbits and they can live in the wild and they get eaten by birds. They get eaten by hawks and stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It's pretty sad. But I get it. They tell you not to adopt. The other thing, not to adopt at Easter time, you know what else?
What?
Don't adopt a chick.
Yeah, chicks.
Because guess what it turns into?
A chicken. A chicken.
Turns into a big chicken, Carolina.
Jeff, this came out today. There are a lot of desperate New Yorkers struggling to file for unemployment.
Uh-huh.
So they're still trying to fix the unemployment number.
Yes.
Also, They're saying that you could actually go online, but it's crashed so many times because literally over a million people are trying to go on
call
every single
once,
day.
Right? Yes. You
so
call,
it's crashed.
Right?
They're still working on it. They said Cuomo said that they have 700 more people, the receptionist, you know, if you call in, but it's impossible. I know a couple people, Jeff, that have been online for 2-3 hours and they think that they're next.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? Click.
You get hung up on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, wow. You know what? But they said the good news is that it will be retroactive. The minimum to start to get weekly benefits, the amount is, they said the least amount is $600.
Wow.
So, you know, but that's actually pretty good. You know, if you're making, you know, not that much, you might be making more, making unemployment. But, you know, we're hoping that this ends soon and stores will reopen and those people who are furloughed right now will get back, into stores, being able to, get salaries again, because it's just, it's very scary right
Bummer.
Now.
Quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, so I was mentioning, Jeff, that people are being furloughed. Dick's Sporting Goods is furloughed.
Wow.
40,000 of their workers.
That is crazy. I didn't even know they even had that. They have a lot of stores.
They have a lot of stores.
Because there's no more Sports Authority, right?
Exactly.
Dick's is like
Modell's
the only,
too, right? There's that no more Modell's.
Modell's is filed for bankruptcy. They're closing all the...
Wow. Okay.
They're not national, though, right? Modell's is like a New York...
I don't really
New Jersey,
know.
Connecticut chain?
I don't really know.
He was an undercover boss. I had another story. Just...
By the way, so Kylie Jenner again made the world's youngest self-made billionaire on the Forbes list.
No one cares right now.
But you know what, Jeff? You know
Nobody
what?
Cares about rich people right now. No one cares.
By the way, I heard that one person won the, I think it's the Lotto or Powerball in New Jersey.
How much
for $190,000.
Not $90,000.
$190 million.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
That was that much already?
Yes, it was already that much.
You told me it wasn't going up as much.
No, they said as of the 8th, it would not be that high anymore because no one's going out and buying tickets.
Well, it's after the 8th now.
Yeah.
By the way, in other news that most people don't care about, or some people do care about, I guess, Bernie Sanders dropped out of the presidential race.
What does that mean now?
That means that Joe Biden is the guy that's going to be the nominee unless they try to stop him because they don't think he can beat Trump. But polls say he could beat Trump, but who knows right now? Nobody's really paying attention to politics.
No, not at all. No one cares about celebrities. No one cares about politics.
I mean, they should care because, you know, look at how things are going here. Maybe if somebody else was leading the country, we could have attacked this thing faster.
I will tell you something. You know what I've noticed, though, Jeff? Even on Instagram,
yes.
I've noticed that people are kinder.
Nicer? Yeah.
They're kinder,
I know.
Nicer.
Don't worry. It'll be back to F.U. Charlie the moment this thing... Some of this thing passes. Hey,
I hope not. I really hope not.
Now, you know what's funny? Right now, when you see that somebody died, the first question you ask is, did they die of coronavirus?
Yeah.
But Linda Tripp died? Remember Linda Tripp?
Wasn't she?
She's the one who rattled out. Monica Lewinsky went to her and said, hey, I gave Bill Clinton a blowjob. And then I believe Linda Tripp was the one that ratted her out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, she died on Wednesday. She was 70 years old. She had breast cancer. She did not die.
Okay. Well,
right now they're saying it was not from coronavirus.
Pobrecita, wow.
And, you know, what do you call it? Andy Cohen, who you love.
Yeah.
He's supporting the staff at this long-running, this lesbian bar, the Cubby Hole. He donated $1,000 to their GoFundMe this week.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
You know, because the takeout delivery is not an option, resulting in a 100% loss of income for the bar and staff. So some rich people are really stepping up. I mean, he's got a lot of money.
I believe Rachel Ray, I think she donated $2 million.
Yep.
Don't quote me in the exact amount. I think it was $1 or $2 million, but... give or take.
She's got like an empire anyhow.
Oh, yeah. And also Tiffany & Company, they just donated $1 million.
See,
a lot of companies.
Tiffany's got money.
Yeah, a lot of companies are donating.
You know what's sad, though?
Well,
I read today that coming soon to a theater near you, an empty marquee with no movie titles because they're saying that the three big chains, AMC, Regal, and another one, I forgot the other one, but they're saying that one quarter of the movie screens across the country could close.
Oh.
So the movie theater near you, when it comes back, I'm going to a movie. I don't want movie theaters to die. I don't want to watch everything on my TV. Even your biggest big screen TV in your house doesn't beat going to a movie theater. when they come back.
I know.
And speaking of that, did you find the list I asked you to find?
No, I didn't find it. But I will say, a sighting of Jesus Christ was seen on a tree trunk.
Okay.
In Colombia. So people are flocking to see the image of Jesus Christ on a tree trunk in Colombia.
Okay. You didn't tell me quick enough for me to find the list.
I told you. I said, Jeff, I didn't find the list. I did not find the list.
No, you didn't give me time to find.
I did too, Jeff. I have other stories I have to find.
You didn't let me finish.
What?
You didn't tell me you were going to do the Jesus Christ story, and I need time to find the cuckoo clock when you do stories like that.
Oh, don't do that.
Jesus is not appearing on a tree, morons.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Yes,
why is he going to appear on a tree?
You know what, Jeff? You're like an unbeliever.
I'm not an unbeliever.
Yes, you are.
Remember, it's not like your sister.
Remember I told you after my father passed away what happened?
Yes, the song appeared on the jukebox.
Exactly.
And the guy came in the next day and changed the jukebox. And you said, oh, my God, I can't believe that song is gone. And I forgot to tell you, the guy came the day before and changed out the records back then. It was 45 records, okay?
Okay.
What?
By the way, if anybody...
I love how they answered south of the border like nothing's the matter. South of the border reservations? Are you traveling to Florida? Would you like to come to Pedro's?
No.
And buy some fireworks? Oh, the campground's open. By the way, it's April, but the campground's open. All right, it's a little warmer down there, but maybe people are at the campground.
I don't know if they should be open. By the way, anybody care that Meghan Markle's real name is not Meghan?
What is it, Sally?
Rachel's a real name.
Rachel. Okay.
Because somebody got the birth certificate of, you know, when the baby was born.
Her real name is
Rachel.
She is narrating one of the things I was telling you about. She is, you know, Disney Plus, which we don't have, but if you have Disney Plus at home, they were supposed to be, these movies were supposed to be released in a theater.
But Jeff, can I tell you something? A lot of these, like Hulu, Netflix,
right.
A lot of these companies are offering free subscriptions for 30 days, 60 days. So maybe Disney Plus is doing the same thing.
If you have a Sirius XM radio in your car and you don't use it and you don't pay for it, or even one at home, they're offering, I believe, free service through May. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's movies getting early digital releases. Theaters are shutting down. Early digital releases. Trolls is coming out this week.
I heard, yeah.
Skywalker's out already, but let's see.
Trolls, Jackson would like, I think, right?
Yeah. Emma, this thing for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunt has been out early about a group of rich people hunting down people they deem to be deplorables for sport.
Really?
The Invisible Man is out early. A bunch of stuff came out very early. But mm-hmm. the Disney stuff that came out early was the one on dolphins, and I forgot the one she's narrating. It was on elephants, I believe. But there's a lot of stuff.
Elephants.
Bad Boys for Life is going to be out on Blu-ray, DVD, 4K Ultra, and on April 21st. That's 2 weeks away.
Oh, good.
But I believe it's right now. You can go to, if you have a Redbox on demand and some other services on demand, you can order that.
Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog is coming out early.
Mm, oh, really?
So all this stuff's coming out early because they want you to, you know, they don't want to lose your...
Yeah.
You know, you still need entertainment.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not a binger. I mean, I binge some stuff.
I'm a binger. I'm just watching a lot of whatever. But you know what's really popular right now, Jeff?
What?
Dating apps. Dating apps are really popular.
But you can't even get together.
But it's virtual. You know what I'm saying? You FaceTime each other.
That's not the same thing.
And women and men, they said they're dressing up and they're each pouring themselves a glass of wine and being on
FaceTime.
If
I was single, I would do that and I would be sitting there naked. Okay? You get to see all of me right away.
Okay,
that if you
okay.
want this. By the way, there's an article in our local paper today, Newsday, mm-hmm. about 9 eateries that are offering brunch to go.
Is this for Sunday for Easter?
I guess part of it is Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of it is for Easter Sunday because people would go. Easter Sunday's a big day out.
It's a big day out,
It's both, right? Yeah. It's both for people cooking at home because they sell hams and all sorts of stuff like that.
We've done both. We've done cooking at home and gone out.
We did that big place in New Jersey 1 year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's it called? Calandra's?
Yes, Calandra's, yeah.
Where's that?
That's a restaurant. It's like
in
they're
Caldwell?
Huge. It's a little village now. It's huge.
What town is that in?
That's Caldwell. Caldwell.
Caldwell. See, I remember that. Wow.
Anyway.
We used to go to that other place when we were dating. What was that called? The Office?
Oh, yeah, in Montclair, yeah.
Was that called the office?
The best wings and wine. Oh, my God, yeah.
The best wine.
Good days, good days.
Any wine right now is good for most people.
I got to tell you, man, I have not gone out. I enjoy wine, and Jeff surprised me the other day with a couple of bottles of wine for my birthday. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, I'm freaked out about going out.
I went shopping for my mother yesterday, and ShopRite now has one-way aisles. Okay.
Yep, a lot of people. And that's smart. That's smart. Because,
and they have little boxes on the floor to show you how far away 6 feet is. And a lot of people are ignoring it. So when people are coming down the aisle at me the wrong way, I would not even look at their face. And I would just say, one way, one way.
I'd say it too. It's like, what don't you know?
I mean, it says one way. Big arrow on the floor. One way aisles.
Yep.
Which might stay in place for a while. See, Tanya Cashwick got me a little bummed out because she's talking about normalcy not coming back until like July.
I bet she's
accurate.
That's true.
You know, I was going to ask her about Dr. Drew. You know Dr. Drew?
What about him?
I forgot to ask her.
What about him?
Dr. Drew, who did a, who's been on TV for years and did the Love Line show with Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew downplayed the virus and said it was basically a bad cold.
But nobody knew, Jeff. Nobody knew.
Yeah, but he was so confident saying that.
Well,
and you can't be that confident when this thing was killing people in China. He was like, oh, it's just a bad cold.
Yeah, but Jeff, nobody knew.
Yeah, but
nobody knew.
But
okay?
he must have known something because he came out and he apologized for, he put out an Instagram
because
video.
Because he didn't know. He spoke too soon. It was somebody, Jeff, these are uncharted territories. No one knows what's
going
on.
Yes, Carolyn, you're right. What?
Listen, guys.
We're in uncharted territory, says Carolina Cajillo.
If you guys go out, just be safe, okay? Wear the mask, wear the gloves, you know? And if you need to go out, just don't take a long time. Go out, like, for literally minutes. Buy whatever you need to come back home. You know, just stay safe. We need to flatten the curve, you know? So, stay home, right, Jeff? Stay home.
Oh, my God.
We're not out for another couple of days because we're basically, you know, we're stocked up here, right?
Somehow my mother needs a lot of stuff.
My mother-in-law is almost 89.
She is 89.
They shopped like they needed food for, like, a year.
And they're very picky, very picky. My mother wanted organic cornflakes.
I didn't know that existed.
Carolina didn't even know they made organic cornflakes.
Hey, guy, listen.
So I go to the supermarket. You're lucky if you can find any cereal to begin with.
Thank you to my mother-in-law. You know what? Because yesterday was the first night of Passover. She sent over an amazing Seder dinner for us.
Yes.
The matzo ball soup, Jeff. Chicken, turkey, brisket, which I love.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, guys. If you're celebrating Passover, happy Passover.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Stay with the family. Next year, it'll be, God willing, back to normal. But again, stay safe. You want to talk to us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, so I'm always checking my messages. You know, check me out. Again, if you want to reach Dr. Tanya Castro, she's on Instagram. I'm going to post all her information in a couple of minutes, okay, in my Instagram page. Love you guys. Stay safe. Again, we'll be back tomorrow, okay, Jeff?
Yeah, send a text. We'll give you a shout-out, all right? 516-637-3254. JJ@DJ@optonline.net. Jeff Jensen on Facebook. I need more followers. Come on, man. Jeff Jensen, the real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. And I forgot my Facebook. I forgot my Twitter. I don't even remember.
Oh,
what
my
I
God.
All right. Said it again, my boy, selector. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.